It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard. Rob Ferret is out this week. Coming up, a look at claims that allergy seasons are getting worse and how global climate change may impact the sneezy season. First, we're learning about a new bill that could expand the number of tests parents could opt their children out of taking in Wisconsin. The bill is backed by Republicans and is partly in response to a national wave of anti-Common Core sentiment, along with worry about the number of standardized tests. Erin Richards is with us to talk about the bill and what supporters and critics are saying about it. She's an education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Erin, welcome back.
Hi, thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, so before we get into what this new bill and its companion would do, what is the state's opt-out policy as it stands right now?
The state opt-out policy now allows automatic opt-outs for parents in certain grades in school, and then opt-outs at the discretion of the school board for other grades. And at the moment, statewide testing for the state test takes place in grades 3rd through 8th grade and then once in high school. So what's happened for the most part across the state, as more parents have become aware of opt-out policies, is that more parents have opted their children out of taking the test this spring, which was the first time the new Badger exam was administered. And for the most part, school boards in almost all cases were fine. There was very little resistance put up against parents opting their kid out of any grade, regardless of if it was a grade it's specifically outlined in state statute or not.
So given that there is already allowances for parents to opt out on state law, why do we need these bills? What are lawmakers saying?
Some of the Republicans believe that the law guiding the opt-out policy should be more specific. And by more specific, they mean they want every grade that takes one of these statewide tests to be able to opt out automatically without having to have school board discretion as it is now for some grades and not others. They also want to make it clear that parents can opt out of so-called local assessments. That means, for example, a lot of districts give a test that's taken quickly online 3 times a year, and it shows how your child is progressing in reading and math once in the fall, once in the winter, once in the spring. So that's a locally driven assessment, and lawmakers want parents to know that they can also opt out of that if they'd like to. The danger zone here is that they don't want to make the bill so broad that parents can opt out of, an end-of-unit quiz, a math test, any test that a teacher gives. They don't want to make it so a parent can just not have their child ever take an exam. And that's what some of the criticism about the bill has been. In addition to that, the Republicans also believe that districts should essentially have to explain to parents why their kids are taking these tests and almost, sort of convince them why they're important so that, parents would essentially, agree that it was a good idea for their child to take the test.
So there would have to be this additional communication between schools and parents about why this test, what is it testing, when is it happening, and why should your kid take it. Is there any language right now that we know about that accounts for how that would actually be accomplished?
Well, there's nothing in state law right now. Most districts communicate with parents through the typical avenues, email, letter home, hey, we're starting the Badger exam this week. If your child's in 3rd through 8th grade, they're going to be taking form of this. This is about how long it'll take. But nothing is formalized in state law about that, so it's conceivable that a district could say nothing about it. But I would think that just common practice is most districts do that. They may not have an entire inventory of their tests for the year, which is what the Republican bill is calling for. I think there's still some gray area here, but even people that kind of Republicans that support this bill have said that perhaps we need to make it clear that districts don't necessarily have to send out, postage stamp letters to everybody with this whole thing. Maybe it could just be a button on the website somewhere that says, hey, by the way, these are the tests we give.
Now, some critics of this bill say that it could end up affecting the federal funding that schools in Wisconsin get if the levels of test takers drop below a certain percentage point. What would have to happen for us to lose federal funding in Wisconsin?
The federal government requires states, for accountability purposes, to administer a state exam to students and to make sure that exam and the results are reliable, the federal government requires at least 95% of students to take that test. In the past, this hasn't really been a problem because opting out isn't a widespread practice, or it hasn't been a widespread practice. Now, for the first time, and this hasn't happened in Wisconsin yet, but there are some states where there is a wide enough and broad enough opt-out movement to potentially start to threaten that 95% threshold. It hasn't happened anywhere yet, so we haven't actually seen what the federal government would do if a state couldn't meet that 95% testing criteria. The feds have outlined that sanctions could include anything from a warning, cease and desist letters, any variety of other sort of stepped interventions, and that the ultimate whammy, and this is the one thing that people are most concerned about, is our biggest lever is that we could withhold federal funding. And so everybody's kind of wondering if that would actually happen. And Arnie Duncan, U.S. Secretary of Education, has said, they will continue to enforce 95% test participation, but we don't know what that'll look like because it hasn't happened yet.
What percentage of students opt out in Wisconsin right now?
In the past, the opt-out rate for public schools has been very low. We're talking about 0.1% of public school parents opting their children out. So for the most part, almost every public school child in Wisconsin has taken the state exam. In the past, that was the WKCE. Now it's called the Badger exam, which is a common test used by other states, known nationally as the Smarter Balanced test. This year, this spring, preliminary results are showing that an average of 2% of public school parents opted their children out of the new state tests. That's a statewide average, so it masks the fact that in most districts, all kids took the test, and in some districts, a large amount of parents opted their kids out, which, of course, when you spread that out, means about a 2% average for everybody, but it's much higher in some places than others.
So there would still have to be quite a jump to get to that 5% threshold of maybe having some sort of sanction placed on a state.
Exactly. You'd have to see a whole lot more people opt out before we would get close to that territory. But the critics say if you pass this bill, which is much more explicit, has much more explicit language, these are the tests we give, you can opt out, here's why we think they're important. I mean, I think the one concern here is that in trying to be more informative to parents, you're going to encourage more opt-outs, which could then up that opt-out percentage and potentially put Wisconsin at risk of federal sanction.
We're talking with Aaron Richards right now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about some new proposed legislation about opting out of standardized tests in Wisconsin. And Aaron, critics have also said that expanding opt-out options could skew standardized test results, and we might not have the clearest picture. What's the case there?
In general, the people in Wisconsin and across the country that are opting their children out of tests are largely white parents that live in suburban or what they call exurban areas. They are not, for the most part, children of color, low-income children, children who are the exact kids that we're most worried about in terms of what your performance is looking like against the state average for your sort of middle-income white student. That's important because in Wisconsin especially, we have a state that overall performs pretty well in terms of schooling, but Wisconsin is a state with a very large achievement gap between its Latino youth and white students, between black students and white students especially. So the concern is if you pass something that encourages opt-outs, and the people so far that we know are most likely to opt out are white middle-income and above parents, that this could skew the results to make it really tough to track over time how we're actually doing closing that achievement gap, especially if this happens now. We've got big questions at the moment about what test we're going to use in this state. So we're potentially setting up something 3, 4, 5 years down the road where we can't really compare to how we did 3, 4, or 5 years ago. So that's where the concern is about skewing that. These testing regimes are based on all students taking the exam over time on some type of common assessment, because then we can look over time at whether there are changes happening, whether those are good or bad, and what to do about them.
And Aaron, just briefly as we wrap up, how do you see this relating to what seems to be a growing pushback against Common Core and also the growth of the opt-out movement?
You know, it's kind of an interesting. Every time we write about what, you know, whether it's opt out or whether it's you know, what standards we should use, there's a lot of big questions in the air at the moment regarding all of these various issues that are somehow related to these new common standards called the Common Core State Standards. This is going to continue to be an issue in the 2016 presidential election. We've already seen from our state Scott Walker sort of drift back and forth on the Common Core issue. There's a cry from some far-right conservatives to drop these standards and to put something different in place. There's already language in the state budget bill that's likely to go through that will drop this test in favor of another one. It will probably still be related to the Common Core state standards. Otherwise, you know, you have new standards, but a test that doesn't match. But so we've got questions about that. And I think that, you know, the East Coast has seen a stronger opt-out movement that's been in place for a while now, and Wisconsin only really started to see more parents taking advantage of this option this year. I predict that the opt-out movement will grow, but I do think there's still, you know, even from this year, despite media attention, you still, while there was an increase in opt-outs, it wasn't a dramatic drop statewide, at least not yet. So it's something to watch, but at the moment I still think we have a few more years before anything changes dramatically on that front.
Aaron, thanks a lot for talking today.
Thank you.
That was Aaron Richards, education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was with us to talk about a Republican-backed bill that would expand opt-out options for parents in Wisconsin.